Women do frequently achieve orgasm by means other than intercourse. Yet, in a fairly recent survey, researchers interviewing couples found hundreds of women who said that their partners just did not realize that there was more than one way a woman could achieve orgasm. For example, by clitoral stimulus, as well as by penetration. As to why women sometimes fake orgasm, this isn't because they get bored, but because they want to bring lovemaking to a satisfying conclusion. Unfortunately, women who fake orgasms early in a relationship, because they didn't want their lover to feel he wasn't doing it right, later complain that even as the relationship matures, they still have to fake it, because they can't bring themselves to own up to deceiving their lover in the first place. On what turns men and women on, men and women are far from equal. Most men are easily stimulated by sexy pictures, while more women are turned on by a steamy novel. And while lots of men respond to dirty stories, most women don't. On foreplay, although many women enjoy it, they don't appear to want it as much as men. Men tend to push women towards genital play. They persistently test the boundaries of sexual contact. And this is as true in an older relationship as in a newly established one. On the question about what makes men and women stray, it's interesting that in one American college experiment, 75% of men approached by a female stranger agreed to go to bed with her the same night. But none of the women questioned by male strangers agreed to do so. A woman will want sexual relations with a stranger who appeals to her because of his special status, or because she is temporarily sexually fed up or bored with her partner. But for a man, the fact that a partner is simply new is reason enough. Yes, men do think of sex a great deal, more than 20 times a day. Statistics often vary, to be sure, but one set emerging from a recent survey suggests that men think of sex on average 31 times a day, which works out every 6 minutes. On the other hand, men don't want sex twice as often as women, although there is some variation. Men on average want sex 19 times a month. Women are slightly more modest in their sexual requirements. Their ideal number appears to be about 16, or roughly 3 to 4 times a week. But both men and women are disappointed. They actually tend to make love only 12 or 13 times a month. And contrary to popular thinking, women aren't turned on by a man's size, genitally or otherwise. According to one survey, men tend to think that women are turned on by the size of their biceps, their chests, shoulders, and penis. In fact, big is rarely beautiful as far as women are concerned. In the same survey, revealing what does actually turn them on, they rated bigness at the bottom of their top 10 preferences. Top of their list were small buttocks, a slim or a fit figure, and a flat stomach. Number 4, for example, was sexy eyes. The final question about which of the sexes enjoys their first sexual encounter most is an interesting one. In fact, it's men. Women are more likely to be in love with their first-time partner, but enjoy it less, while men, who enjoy it more, are less likely to be in love. And men seem to get as much enjoyment talking about it afterwards to as many of their friends as possible.